Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the news on Sunday, the 5th of December, 2021. The new languages on Omniglot this week are all Mayan languages. They are Itza, a Yucatecan Mayan language spoken by the Itza people, mainly in the village of San Jose on the north shore of Lake Petén Itza in Petén Department in northern Guatemala. Chontal Mayan, or Yucatan, a Cholentzitlan Mayan language spoken in central parts of the state of Tabasco in southern Mexico. Chuch, or Koti, a Candrobalan Chuchean Mayan language spoken mainly in western Guatemala and also in southern Mexico. And Mocho, or Catoc, a Candrobalan Mochean Mayan language spoken in the state of Chiapas in southern Mexico. I finally got round to recording a new episode of the monthly Radio Omniglot podcast. This is episode 49 and discusses linguistic correctness. The idea that there are correct ways to speak and write languages that conform to grammatical standards and conventions. And that the kind of things that people complain about are often in the process of changing or come from other forms of language, other dialects and varieties. And they are not fully accepted within the standard version of the language. In this week's adventure in etymology, we find out how budgets, bags and bellies are connected. There's a new Omniglot blog post about the wonderful Scots word humdudgeon, and also the usual language quiz. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Pocomam, a Mayan language spoken in parts of central Guatemala, and I will be adding a page about that language shortly. The Celtiadir post this week was about words for parts and portions in Celtic languages. In other news, at a concert I went to on Friday night, someone actually recognised me. He's a student who's studying a PhD in linguistics at Bangor University at the moment, and he said, "Oh, are you Simon from Omniglot?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said he really liked my site and found it very useful, which is great to hear. It's actually the first time someone has recognised me in public. I mean, when I go to language-related events, people often are familiar with my site, and sometimes I meet random people who know the site as well. But people rarely actually recognise me, perhaps because my photos only appear on a couple of pages, particularly the About pages of my site, and I rarely appear in my own videos. I have my own reasons for that. I might go into those one day, but for now, I prefer to remain in the background. But it is nice to be recognised sometimes, and to have people appreciate what you do. So that's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.